Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, all right, man. More feeling, buddy. Yeah. Friday night, I just got off work. My boss, man, he's such a jerk. So after work, I went to his house. Ate his wife's pussy and kicked his ass. Eating pussy and kicking 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 ass. That's what I do. So I celebrated with some alcohol. Standing in the unemployment line, I feed this young girl's bush and said it's breakfast time. Security guard said you can't do that here. So I kicked him in the nuts, so I drank a beer. Girl at the counter said, do you want a job? And I said, okay. And then I ate her pussy. Eating pussy and kicking ass. Sure. Pussy in the night.
Yeah.
I eat a lot of pussy and I get into a fight. Yeah, all right. Like that too. Thursday night, I was feeling pretty great. I was walking past the honky-tonk on Broadway. I see this young girl, she's smiling at me. So I took her back to my place and I paid the fee. Took off the skirt, I knew that something was wrong. Or that's supposed to be a pussy, this girl had a dong. I was bored, and since I'd paid anyway, I sucked his dick, and then I kicked his ass. Sucking dick, and kicking ass.
Sucking dick, kicking ass.
That's right. Sucking dick, and kicking ass.
Sucking dick, kicking ass.
Eating pussy, sucking dick, and kicking ass. Come on, buddy. God damn it! Fucking play, motherfucker! Where'd everybody go?
We're right here.
God damn.
What's the marijuana? Yeah, hey, how you doing? We're live tonight. This is the marijuana happy hour. The happiest hour on radio, I know. Aren't you feeling happy already that I'm back? We're working very hard. We're working very hard. Well, just me now, since the big news is, I know last week, you haven't heard yet, Dave Peterson has been released from the Detroit County Jail. He's at home with his family right now in Portland, grieving over the loss of his beautiful woman, his beautiful soon-to-be wife. He was about ready. He was going to propose to her, and at the football game on the big screen at the Lions game, and unfortunately she died just a few days before, and it's been tough on the MHH family. He has resigned. He's not with the company anymore. He's no longer our show producer, so we are looking for a new show producer. What is the show producer's job? The show producer's job is to make me look good, to write scripts, help me with scripts, keep me in track, keep me on, talk in my ear and go, hey, you're rambling, dude, you're stoned and you're rambling. I do the most impossible thing in the world. I broadcast, baked out of my skull, by myself, no help, nothing. Most of the time. Sometimes Nikki comes. When Nikki comes, it's great. It's easy. The other night, we had a couple people on at the same time. Eddie and Nikki, and it was great because I don't have to talk a lot. I don't have to come up with any material. I just have to sit back and listen to other people's views. I love doing interviews because it's so easy to fill time, but in your room by yourself, you're fucking high as shit, and you're trying to entertain 300,000 people. It's weird. I don't know if you like me. I don't know if you don't like me. I don't know. And when you're a broadcaster, you just can't care. You just got to go out and try to do the best show you think you can do, and if people like it, they like it, and if they don't, they don't. What else can I do? There's nothing else I can do. I can work my ass off. But let's get into it tonight. Like I said, we have lost our show producer. We are looking for a new producer. And what do? You pull clips from the internet. And you hang out with me for 3 hours a day. And we do the news desk, and we do the marijuana happy hour, and we do all the other shows that are coming up, and we got announcements, we got things over here, and over there, and it's over here. I'm just fucking with you. So we got a lot of shit going on. AM 1420, of course, rolls on. It's the only AM radio station that you can hear live. Right now. This is it. This is the only place you're going to hear AM radio. It's the Marijuana Happy Hour. It's 1975. Did you know that? Did you know I'm broadcast? I'm living in 1975. And I'm just broadcasting through the special broadcasting tool that I found that nobody else has. It's a magic broadcasting tool that I can broadcast through time. But that's a whole other time for a whole other show. And unfortunately, everybody wanted to know what's happening with David Jansky, of course, our number one private investigator, the guy who's uncovered most of the shit that, the guy that basically uncovered who shot him before he shot him. Emeril Bronson is the man responsible for killing Annette. He is currently being held with no bond. He's also responsible for shooting David Jansky, who was pronounced dead at the scene. But for some reason, that old son of a bitch, that fucking Jansky, he's a tough motherfucker. He is still currently in a coma, but there's been his fingers moved yesterday. And I know I could just hear him right now.
Yeah, let me get up, you motherfuckers. I got some fucking ass kicking to do. Get me up, you shoot me, you cocksuckers. I'm coming for you.
And Jansky, he's a tough son of, that's the toughest motherfucker I've ever met. That's what I loved. That motherfucker kept me alive. They shut up my goddamn rental car. That motherfucker kept me alive. So we're pulling for your old Jansky. Old Jansky, everybody's favorite guy around the office here. Just all around good American guy. And I know he's screaming right now.
Get me out of this bed, you motherfucker. I got some motherfucking ass to get. I'll fucking kill you. I'll kill you, motherfuckers. I'll kill you.
Oh, God. I'm not laughing that the man's in a coma. I'm just laughing. That guy literally sitting around drinking beers with that cat is a blast, and I can't wait to crack a few cold fucking Coors and some banquet beers and get Jansky back on the case and get him back to Vegas where he belongs. You know, he used to model for Playboy. Playgirl, I mean. He was a Playgirl model. That's exactly right. So we're wishing a speedy recovery to Mr. Jansky and everybody else. I don't know if you guys know yet. Over at Marijuana Happy, I got pictures of the new love of my life. I have met a woman. She's on the front page right now. I met a woman. She came today. She's currently in my bed. And honestly, after seeing what Russell Brand went through, and, you know, my popularity is rising so fast and so quick, I'm going to become a star. Like they're going to say, Tim Dillon who? I mean, it is insane how popular I'm getting. I have, literally, 600 Twitter followers. 600 Twitter followers. Now suck on that, bitches, all right? And I'm going to become huge. Huge. Like, bigger than Russell Brand, bigger than anybody. I'm going to be the biggest podcaster to ever Like, people will hang on my every word. They enjoy the pauses because they don't know what's coming. And they hang on every word because I'm going to be the greatest podcaster ever. Not because I'm talented. Not because I'm good looking. Just because I am here. I'm your marijuana messiah. I'm a messiah. I'm here to help all of you. I'm here to help you people. I'm here. I've been sent. I'm on a mission from God to help all of you, to heal all wounds. I am the appointed God, the marijuana messiah. I'm going to take you on a journey that goes so far, so deep, a spiritual awakening. Russell Brand, get out of my way. A messiah is coming through. So with my newfound fame and my newfound everything else, the microscope is starting to unravel. People think you're clever. People think I'm stupid. But I'm always three steps ahead of you. All right? I'm always three steps ahead of you. Trust me. I was hacking computers before computers were hacked. So we keep going. Should we keep going? We should keep going, right? So I'm into kinky wild sex. I am. I have to admit it. I like kinky wild sex. And they're like, Johnny, what's kinky wild sex? Like, I don't even know anymore. I mean, when I first started on my journey at 15 years old, banging old broads, there was no ass play. Kinky was ass play. Maybe one out of 300 girls being a little bit of ass play. You could stick your dick in it a little bit. But now you're full on eating ass. Is that kinky anymore? Not really. We don't know what kinky is. But I finally found a solution after seeing what Danny Masterson has went through, after seeing what Russell Brand is going through, and whoever the next Louis C.K. lost $30 million because he jerked off in front of a live woman. After seeing all of this, I decided to make an investment into a woman. I went weird science. And as you can see, I have a picture of her right on the front thing. And I went online and I made myself a woman. That is my perfect woman. That right there, the breasts, the big breasts, tight little ass, tight little vagina, beautiful face, the hair, the work of art. Work of art. She showed up today. FedEx dropped her off. And I unboxed her. I mean, as you can see in the picture, this is the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. I created her. I fucking went all weird science and everything. Okay, so I unboxed her today. And she didn't have any clothes. She's just completely naked. And I'm like, I gotta go get her some clothes. Because I don't want her laying around naked. You know, she should have some clothes. She, you know, she's like a hostage. So I went to Marshall's today and bought a bunch of women's clothing. They looked at me a little weird. And I bought it in the little girls section. I had to get the preteen clothes because the sex doll I bought is petite. Very petite. So I had to I went to Marshall's today and bought some junior petite outfits. As you can see, I got her a cool tank top where it just covers up her titties. No nipples showing. And I got her some nice little panties, some purple panties, and I got her some stockings and some high heels. And I got, you know, some other sexy lingerie. You know, they don't make lingerie for preteens, I guess, because I guess, you know, I guess 12-year-old girls don't have sex. So in perspective, I didn't want a huge, heavy girl to move around and pose and, you know, bang. I wanted a lighter one that you could put on top and wouldn't crush you. So this is state of the art. She's hollowed out. The bones are hollow, but for some reason with the rigid plastics now that they have on these, she moves and feels the skin is pretty close. It's pretty close. Now, you plug it in. So I unboxed her. She was naked. I'm like, I got to get her some clothes. You know, I like a little foreplay first. I want to remove her clothes. I want to make love to her the first time. I just don't want to take her out of the box and bang her. Plus, you have to plug her into a wall. It's a USB charge. You got to charge her up because you want the. It's got a vagina warmer on it. So it. Of course, I looked at it and I pulled up. It's got the hood. I told them exactly what kind of vagina I like, and they made it for me. I like the ones that are pumped up. Not the ones that are like loose inner tubes. You know what I mean? I like the pumped up pump. I like the pump, plump vaginas. I don't like a lot of lips. I don't like a lot of Arby's down there. I like them. I like the tire filled up completely. And it's got a nice big clitoris. And you plug her in and it warms up the vagina to the same temperature as a human vagina. Okay, that's just the first part of it. Now, the second part of it is you can put this vibrating dildo thing either in her ass or her pussy. Now, I put my fingers in it, but the ass is tighter than the pussy. No smells, though. You know, no bacteria there. Clean. And you can put this thing in that vibrates. See, it's not only warm like a real woman's vagina. You can put the dildo in its ass and it vibrates it at the same time. See, your balls are getting vibrated while you're banging her. Apparently, I can't wait. I'm getting ready to make love to her after the show tonight. I got her all dressed up. Like she's just in her t-shirt and panties, and I put some Chucks on her. You know, like just Chuck tennis shoes. She's pretty hot. I'll put some more pictures up on the Twitter. It's at Marijuana Happy. This is my dream woman. Like I said, they hollowed her out, and she's only 4 foot tall because I didn't want a life-size one. I want one I can kind of throw around a little bit. So it's basically about the same size as Bridget the Midget, but looks like a real woman. And she only weighs 41 pounds. Some of the other sex dolls were weighing up to 150, almost 200 pounds. So you'd have to just toss them in the bed. You can't. This one I can throw around. I can have her on the top. I can do her doggy. Mouth too. Mouth can open. It's got a warm mouth and a tongue that comes in and out by itself. It is amazing. She is amazing. So right now she's just laying in my bed waiting for me to get done with the show, and I'm going to make love to her here as soon as we get done doing the show. I'm super high right now. I got so fucked up doing that news desk tonight, and I'm drinking. And she's so pretty. I just keep looking. I kind of peek in and like, I'll come meet you, baby, here in a little bit. She's so beautiful. I'd never be able to have sex with a woman this beautiful in real life. She's got a warm vagina. She's got a great attitude. She doesn't have to talk. And, you know, maybe I could have the new show producer just kind of shake her a little bit while I'm fucking her so she kind of feels like a real person. You're not going to just hire a guy to shake it while I'm banging her. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I keep looking at her, and I'm getting ready to, you know, I'll take the T-shirt off first, suck them big-ass titties. Those are some big-ass titties. I like them. I like them. Then I'm going to take her panties off. I'm just going to leave her shoes on, though, because it's kind of sexy to leave those shoes on and go down on her, get her all moist and hot. Turn the vibrator on and throw little Johnny in. I can't wait to make love. I got to make her. We got to come up with a name for her, though. Got to come up with a name. I don't know what her name is yet. You know what? I will. We'll see what kind of love we make together tonight. And like, Johnny, have you lost your mind? Have you lost your fucking mind? What is wrong with you, Johnny? What's going on? Like I said, after seeing this Danny Masterson stuff and the Weinstein and the Me Too, all this Me Too stuff going on, from here on out, I'm just going to have sex with this new beautiful doll that I customized. And I'm not going to now, is the doll a little spendy? It was $8,000. You're like, $8,000? I was like, yes, it's the $8,000. It was $8,000. And I bought it kind of as a goof. And I ordered it months ago when I got out of jail. I did it as a goof. You know, I thought we'd, you know, maybe put it up for Halloween or whatever, because there's a six-month waiting period because they customize the woman to your wants and needs. And she's not going to yell at me. She doesn't care if I cheat on her. She's not going to go to the police. It's always consensual. Consensual 100% of the time. She is consensual. She won't sue me. She won't go to the police. She won't do anything. She'll keep her mouth shut because she can't talk because she's not human. She's a sex doll. Yes, I'm going to do all my perverted, nasty. It's a warm vagina. And I thought about it. You know, I've been thinking about it all day. You're like, am I really going to turn to being a creep? I have to. Because if I don't, one of these sexcapades, one of these girls I pull off Fremont Street and bring back to my place and bang the shit out of them, one day is going to go, he sexually assaulted me. I don't know. It's feeling weird. And we had sex. And I don't know. You know, he's famous and has some money. So I'm going to sue him. Yeah. Maybe put him in jail. But my new girl, she ain't going to tell anybody. She's going to keep her dirty little secrets to herself. Am I going to film me having sex with her and put it on my OnlyFans site? Absolutely. Why wouldn't I? I could do whatever I want to this woman. It's 100% consensual, 100% of the time. Most beautiful woman I've ever seen. Getting excited thinking about her. Getting kind of hard. I tell you what, everybody, why don't you go ahead and load a bowl? I'm going to load a bowl because I'm just, And we'll be right back. My God.
Deep in the love that lasts forever.
Hi, I hope you guys smoked up tonight. Tonight we are smoking some of the Rainbow Runts. And I think it's making me gay. Is that what the rainbow part is? I just want a cock. I don't know. Maybe smoking pot makes you gay. I don't know. Maybe I should stop smoking the Rainbow Runts, but I just can't stop thinking about cocks. Ooh, give me some cocks. So I just, while I was taking a break, I went to the bathroom really quick, grabbed another beer, and I peeked into the bedroom again, and she's just sitting there with a smile on her face, kind of leaning up on the side of the bed, the legs crossed, the panties and t-shirt on, just sitting there waiting for me. She's like, the sooner you get done with the show, the sooner we get to make love. And I hope the big debate I'm making, the thing that is puzzling me about making love to her for the first time, I read the directions. It recommend, of course, you have to use lube because it is an advance. She's not self-wetting yet. I can't make her wet. So I don't even have to give her oral. I'm done giving oral. I'm done with that, that tongue muscle. You know what I'm talking about, guys? When you fucking make a woman, to make a woman come, you literally have to pull that tongue muscle. A lot of guys get that cut, like pussy eating experts will get that little muscle cut. Because it gets stretched, it gets strained. It hurts for about 2-3 days. It hurts to broadcast when I eat pussy. It really does. It hurts. You got that pain, that muscle underneath your tongue. It hurts. So I don't have to lick her pussy, but I think I probably will. The big question is, I guess, the big question is cream pie or non-cream pie? Because they give you a cleaning kit. Looks like a lot. I'm kind of lazy, so I'm not going to I think I should maybe go get a box of condoms and not throw any loads inside of her. They don't have that latex rubbing against my cock either, just latex from the condom. So it'll burn the condom before my penis. You got to be careful with these things. Yeah, I think this is my sick fantasies. So I'm going to put cream pies in real girls, but I think I'm going to use a condom. With my new girlfriend, my new sex doll, what do you want to call it? Yeah, I'm a fucking freak. Fucking weirdo. But guess what? I can give her fucking anal whether she wants it or not. And not have to go to jail over it. I could fulfill every sexual fantasy. Like I said, if I wanted to move around, I'll just hire a guy to come over. I'm sure I can put up a Craigslist, $50 an hour. Come over and shake my sex doll while I fuck her. Shake the sex doll while I fuck her. So yeah, I think I'm gonna wrap up. That way, there isn't jizz in the pussy. Enough to clean it. But I think maybe on a special night, maybe I'll raw dog her. But I don't want dried up cum stuck inside of her. Then it's gonna start to smell like a fish farm. Yeah, probably shouldn't cum inside of this one, right? Let me know in the comments. Should I come inside the sex doll or should I use a condom? That's a lot of questions we have to ask. A lot of questions. Not a lot of answers. All right, what else are we going to get to tonight? So tonight I will make love to her and name her. And tomorrow night on the Triple X Sex Show here on Blog Talk Radio, because we can't broadcast it anywhere else because we're too mean and we're too nasty to go anywhere else. So we will be tomorrow night live, Triple X Sex Show. I will give a report on my love-making section. I'm drunk enough to fuck her. She is fucking hot, by the way. I think 3 more beers, I'm not even going to notice. And they're like, well, she's not going to make any sounds. I'm like, I already got you covered. I have 3D surround sound around my whole bed that I set up today. I'm really thinking about this. Because if I can fulfill my sexual needs with this, I won't ever have to leave the house. I won't have to there's no feelings to get caught. There's no bikers coming over to chop your dick off in the middle of the night because you fucked the wrong girl at Burger King. There's no jealous boyfriends. There's no disease. Unless I give it to her. I could only give myself the disease. So she's clean. She's going to shut up. She's not going to the cops. 100% consensual. Where is the bad part? Oh, she's not human. You're crazy. Am I crazy? Or I'm the smartest man alive. She's not going to get pregnant? She's not going to tell her friends I have a small dick? She can't tell anybody anything. And I think if I get kinky enough girls over here, I think we can have a threesome. I do not see anything wrong with what I'm doing. I've justified this behavior. Why not? Why can't I do it? Why can't I make love to a plastic woman? Why does that make me shunned? Why are you shunning me? All right, well, that's enough of that tonight. So tomorrow night will be the sex show. Like I said, we'll make love to the nameless, beautiful woman that's laying in my bed right now. Boy, you could really cut this up and make it sound creepy. What, sounds kind of, is it creepy? No. Not creepy to fuck a doll, is it? I mean, she's designed for sex. She has a warm vagina. She has a buzzing asshole. She's got a beautiful face. Hair's attached, sewn to the head. Ain't coming off. Her makeup is perfect every time. She's perfect every time. Yeah, she's only 4 foot tall and weighs 38 pounds. And I may crush her completely with my body weight because I have massive upper body strength. So we'll see. We'll see how that works. But, yeah, that's really on my mind. I just keep looking at her. Looking at her. I think it is a little creepy. And then the woman today that was ringing me up, she goes, oh, that's nice. You're buying stuff for your daughter? And I'm like, no, my girlfriend. And then she really looked at me. Hopefully they don't send the police over to double check. She does have a few wrinkles. If you look really close, I said make her look a little older because I don't want to, like, I'm not a pedo. But I don't understand why more pedophiles don't get dolls like this. Why not little boy dolls that you can have sex with? Wouldn't that be? I think this is going to cure my sexual addiction. I can get laid anytime I want with zero effort. Always ready. But Johnny, she's not going to talk to you. Think about what you just said. Think about what you just said. Okay? Do you want them to talk to you? I'm not being misogynistic, but I'm just talking about if we hook up at a bar and we're both fucked up and we come back to my place, I don't want to talk to you. I just want to fuck you and I want you to go home. All right? I don't want to. It's not going to be a loving thing. Everything I said to you, every sweet thing and every plan we made, all goes out the window the second I come. That's every man alive. Promise you the world. You know if a man loves you? If he actually does what he said he's going to do after he comes. We'll give you anything before we come. We'll tell you anything you want to hear. But as soon as we come, we're like, oh, all right, I don't like this bitch anymore. I know. It's been a 6-month romance. We've been waiting. And I turned into Ryan Reynolds. I bought her flowers. I took her on proper dates. We went on carriage rides. Next thing you know, you come and you're like, God, I kind of want to get a different woman now. The quest is over. I got what I needed. So there's nobody's feelings are hurt. All right, I want to thank everybody for listening. 222,000. We lost 80,000 listeners, but there's a lot of confusion. So come October, guys, it's all coming. We're going on tour, of course, October 8th. We start New York City, the Wheeler Walker Jr. Tour. Go online. Go to WheelerWalkerJr.com. Check out the tour dates. We will be there at the bar closest to the venue, throwing an after-hours party. And the first venue that we did got canceled because a bunch of these trolls called in and got it canceled on me. But like I said on the news desk earlier, we took care of the underlings. All right, you'll never hear the name Johnny Cush come out of anybody's mouth affiliated with Who Are These Podcasts. You'll never hear Blind Mike say anything about me. You won't hear anybody say anything about me. You know why? Because I know how to take care of punks like them. Those punks have been taken care of. You'll never hear from them again. And I'll never talk about them again. I don't care about internet radio hosts. I don't care about any of your stupid podcasts. I'm going to make love with my new woman very soon. Who else can say that? No, Johnny, $8,000 seems like a lot of money. Well, it does, but they sent it to me for free. Now, if I don't like it, I could send it back. If I do like it, we'll be doing some commercials for this company. But what I've seen so far, when I was putting her clothes on today, them titties felt real. I didn't know what kind of bra to buy, though. I couldn't find a bra. The bra was way too small. I couldn't get the back to clips. It was too small. Titties came up, and I was trying to close it, and we were about a good 3 inches away from even coming close to that. So I just put the tank top on her, and her tits are just flowing out. You can see on the picture. What else do we have to get to tonight? What else have we gone through in this last week? Like I said, Gobert. Oh, yeah, we're talking about the listeners. I want to thank everybody. Okay, we got Germany coming in at number one, France at number two, Thailand number three, Canada number four, and West Nigeria number five. And America is at 87. We had 14 Americans listen to our show last week. Okay. 222,000 people listen to the show and only 14 Americans. But that's fine. That's fine. They don't get me in America. I'm just not your typical American. All right? I'm making love to a sex doll here in a little bit. I like to have a good time. You know, me having a family, getting married, doing all this boring shit that you people do, it isn't for me. I like to go and have fun. I like to go on trips. I like to go around the world. Like I said, go to WheelerWalkerJr.com. You'll see where I'm at. Come hang out with me. I'll be in your town. We're going to be everywhere. We're going to have some fun. Now, am I going to bring my doll with me? I don't know. I might have to. I think I'm really thinking about it. I'm trying to find out how big of a suitcase I would have to get. Because we're just flying out, and then there's plenty of room in the Sprinter van for a big suitcase. So I might bring her with. I might bring her with on tour. I might make love to that woman in 28 different cities. We'll see. I'm really excited about the tour. I'm really excited about my new girl. I'll get laid every night on tour, guaranteed, no matter what. And, like I said, what's going on in America right now? Well, Philadelphia. Let me just broadcast to the world. Fuck the Americans. Fuck. I'll just tell you what's going on here. So now, in Philadelphia, cops came up on a dude going the wrong way down the street, driving all crazy. There's pedestrians all around. You know, there's people's lives in danger. They managed to box this guy in with some police cars. They shoot. They tell the guy to roll down his window, stick his hands out, and get out, and we'll take you to jail. We'll get you maybe a DUI or just driving recklessly, but the most you'll do, overnight in jail. All right, buddy? That's it. All right. You got a little crazy. We don't know why you're driving crazy. We don't know what the fuck is going on. Just roll down your window, stick your hands up, and, you know, everything will be cool. This is America right now, okay? This is Philadelphia. Community there, big urban community, the culture, the urban culture, as we call it. So instead of rolling down the window, putting his hands out, you know, getting a slap on the wrist, maybe getting a bailiff bond, he would have been home the next day, smoking some weed, drinking, doing whatever he wants. Probably had to get it. Probably, you know, had maybe lost his car, maybe lost his driver's license at the worst. But he lost his life. So was this man on drugs? Was he mentally ill? I don't know. We haven't heard the toxicology reports, but the man was out of his fucking mind, driving the wrong way down the street, endangering pedestrians with a killing machine, which is a car. A car will kill anybody if you run them over. Plenty of chance. Now, as the other police officer is there, the guy's in the car going, fuck you, motherfuckers. I ain't getting out of the motherfucking car. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. So apparently the man's mentally ill, on drugs, something. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. So the cop says, oh my God, he's got a gun. So the cop unloads into the dude, kills this young black man who had a knife that looked like a gun. All this young man had to do was stick his hands out the goddamn window and get out of the car. He wouldn't even have spent a night in jail. No, now he's laying there dead. So in America, you know what happens? Even though on a justified shooting, and it was justified, we all see the video. You know, we played the video on the news desk. It was a justified shooting. If a guy is in a car, he won't get out. He won't follow instructions. It's pretty simple. Have you not learned? Perps. Very rarely have anybody gotten shot following instructions. Now, there's been a few. I'm not saying this is, but this one was justified. Police are nervous. Police are getting mowed down all over the country. So any hint of a gun or anything in your hand, you should, the second the police pull you over, you put your fucking hands on the wheel and you shut your fucking mouth. Yelling, fighting at police are never gonna solve anything. You put your hands on the wheel, you shut your fucking mouth. Yes, sir, no, sir. They take you to jail, they let you out. Not fuck you, motherfucker. I'm motherfucking fuck you, motherfucking racist, and I'm a victim. Fuck you, motherfucker, fuck you, fuck you. Fuck the police, ACAB, all cops are bad. Narrative, bad, bad, bad. Narrative, narrative. Cops are getting popped everywhere. Tensions are high. So if you get pulled over, honestly now, it's a good idea just to really put your fucking hands out the window and shut the fuck up. How hard is that? Why has nobody figured that out yet? We've seen thousands of men being shot by the police from not listening, pulling guns, running at them. You know, choke the guy out for cigarettes. Like I said, there's times and this was a justified shooting. So what happens when a black man dies by the police? What do you get? You get free sneakers. You go to the Foot Locker and you get whatever you want. That's in America. That's the deal now. So if a black man gets shot, you get free sneakers. It's like a baseball giveaway. Free sneakers, and then usually burn down a Pep Boys, and there's usually a Wendy's involved really, really close. So, you know, after you're done stealing sneakers, you go over and get a Baconator. I don't know if you've seen this. Every riot video I've ever seen has a fucking Wendy's in it. That guy got shot at the Wendy's in Atlanta. They burnt that motherfucking Wendy's down to the ground. So if a black man gets shot by the police, even if it's by a black police officer, sometimes it's if or we don't know if it's free sneaker day. We don't know, but we can go to Walmart and just take whatever we want. It's only free sneaker if a white cop shoots a black guy. If a white cop shoots a black guy, free sneakers for everybody. Just go down to the Foot Locker, run in, grab whatever you want. I don't know. That's America right now. So that's the deal, apparently. So then you can go burn shit down, too. Just go burn some stores down, rob them, take whatever you want. That's the deal now. We don't have any law and order here anymore in America. I'm speaking of the rest of the world, because America's, we already know this, but we have no law and order. drugstores are closing down in inner cities because, quite frankly, these people think that they can just go take whatever they want. And I understand. If you turn the television on, the radio on, everything on, and for three straight years you hear that you're nothing but a victim, you're a victim. These people have done this to you, and you know what? You need free sneakers for it. Burn down some corporate stores. Then it gets to the point, only thing you have in your neighborhood, because you guys can't stop just stealing shit because you think you're entitled not to anything because of this horrible, horrible life that this country's put you through. Horrible. It's a horrible situation. So you're just entitled to whatever you want. Take whatever. Get some free sneakers. You're like, Johnny, what are you, some right-wing guy? No, I'm just tired, man. I'm tired of the violence and the media just telling people that you're victim. I've been there, guys. I was there during COVID. You know, people are getting checks. I didn't get a check. Nobody sent me a check. The government didn't do anything to me. I'm like, why me? Why can't I get that, man? I'm a victim. Why you hate me? Fuck the government. I'm going to go just take this shit. I understand where you're coming from. Because when people tell you you're a victim every day, you're a victim of what we don't know. There has to be some credibility on both sides of this. And coming from a place being half black and half white, being on both and living from both sides of the fences, I'm going to be honest with you right now. There ain't much difference between white and black people. And it's just not black people rooting, going for the free sneakers. It's the poor white people. It's poor people. Let's get this straight. It isn't black people. It isn't just Mexican people. It isn't a certain race of people. It's a certain class of people. That's what the realism is here. See, the rest of the world, we live, America is slowly turning into a third world country where people live in a certain part of town that's gated off, and they keep the poors out. And there's all races live on the other side of the gate now. It's not just whites. It's every race on the planet lives on the other side of those gates. Those are the rich people. There is no race. When you get behind the rich gates, African-American people are not considered the N-words. But when you live on the other side of the gate, where people are driving down the wrong side of the road, pulling knives on cops. Why would you pull a knife on eight armed men? That makes no sense. He literally brought a knife to a gunfight. Free sneakers. The carjacking's out of control. The car, it's just, there's just, you go to a neighborhood, they're going to, if you walk out alive, it's a miracle. It is very dangerous in this country right now. And the more liberal and the more lenient, the more poor people take advantage. Everybody either live in a tent or you live in a car, in a house with a three-car garage, or you live in an expensive apartment building. There's no in-between. There's no affordable housing. You can't. See, back in the day, you used to be able to work at McDonald's 40 hours a week and, you know, live in an apartment. Not a great apartment. It's gotten to the point where you can't even afford to live in a trailer house anymore in some parts of the country. That's what's going on here. And nothing's going to change. It's just rich versus poor. It's been the same story. It's just we see it more. And you see it more when you walk down the street, when you're at the Stratosphere one night and you have to go down and get to the 7-Eleven to get some rolling papers, and you roll through the North Las Vegas, and you see guys all tranked out, you see guys nodding out, you see guys masturbating, you see guys shitting on the streets. And on the other side, there's guys with $5,000 suits, $20,000 Rolex watches, driving million-dollar cars. And the poor people see that. And they see the guys driving those cars, and they see the money, and they see all this, and they don't see them working hard. Why they go work 40 hours a week and sleep in a fucking tent. That's where we're at right now in this country. You either have it or you don't. And when you live in a fucking tent, it's like Oscar, like Dave Chappelle said, I live in a trash can, bitch. When you live in a fucking tent and you can't take a shower and you can't take a shit, you have to literally shit on the streets. You have to do drugs to get through the day. Instead of housing mentally ill people, we just let them sleep on the streets. We don't have time or money for them. We gotta save the dogs. There isn't a stray dog in the street. There isn't a lonely dog waiting for a meal. Like, there's millions of hungry Americans lying in the streets begging for money or change or bits or crumbs. All the dogs are saved. You don't see one dog roaming the streets alone anymore. They'll come, they'll pick them up, and they'll put them in a house. But not Roger, the Vietnam vet. Not Jimmy, the Iraq vet. Or not Ned, the guy who spent term in Afghanistan. None of those guys will be saved. There's no human rescue, is there? Why is there no human rescue? Why have we gotten to a point where we can just go burn cities down and steal tennis shoes if something happens we don't like? I understand it happening one time. I understand the L.A. riots, but there shouldn't have been another riot after that. We should have learned a lesson back then. What was that, 20 years ago? But no, we haven't. Today we'll wake up and there'll be the next black man being shot. And more people will go down, and because that's what you get. You get free sneakers. It's like a game show. Hey, black man's been shot. Free sneakers. Free sneakers. What gets me is they looted the dollar store. How much are you going to get out of there? What, $40 worth of shit? What are you going to do with $40 worth of dollar store shit you bought? Like, how much dollar store stuff could you carry? Nothing's worth anything. It's worth 10 cents on the black market. Hey, yo, we got some of this Crest, yo. What are you selling? Why are you ripping off the dollar store?
Well, police brutality. We gotta speak up. The only way they'll listen to us if we burn the cities down.
Really? Has anybody listened to you? How many cities have been burnt down? Portland, Seattle, Minneapolis. They burnt the fucking police station down. What has it done other than make things worse? Now you don't have a place to get your prescriptions. Now poor grandma has to get on a city bus, travel like 5 miles to the nearest pharmacy now because you burnt the one down. So you've done nothing but terrorize your own community. But guess what, world? We're stupid. And thank God nobody in America listens to me, because if anybody did this show tonight, listened to my show tonight in America, they would report me for being racist or whatever. But this is just the truth. You can see the YouTube videos. Well, some of you can't, because YouTube's banned from a lot of the countries I'm broadcast in. But that's just the way it is here now, I guess. I guess that's the new norm. I guess we'll continue just to go in and just, if you're poor, you're just entitled to whatever you want. Because these companies make billions of dollars. And I understand where people are coming from. I understand why you're mad. You know, you got to work 40 hours for a fucking company, make the guys millions of dollars, and you can't even afford to keep your water on. You make fun of me all you want, but I know what it's like to be poor. I understand. I understand working a 40-hour work week and not having enough money to eat. I was there once. Time when you hear the guy in the van come up from the electric company, you could know the sound because you know in like 30 seconds your power's going out. And you're going to sit in a dark room with no power, no air conditioning, nothing. Just stew in your failure. It does something to your brain. It makes you angry. Have you seen the difference between a 40-year-old poor guy and a 40-year-old rich guy? Night and day difference. And they could come from the same mother. They could come from the same family. One guy's rich, one guy's poor. The poor guy's going to look terrible. He's going to have stress. He's going to have mental illness. He's going to have all of this. While the other brother is fine. And you look at him. One guy looks 20 years younger than the other guy. Money is a sickness that crushes people. Crushes people. When you go work 40 hours a week and then you go online and see the guy that owns the company on a yacht, and you're like, hey, every day I went up and busted my ass. I have arthritis in my wrists from loading those boxes at Amazon and those trucks all day. I have arthritis in my knees, my back, my body shot. I gave everything I had to him, sitting in a house with no electricity and driving a shitty used car because I can't find a new one because they're over $100,000. $100,000 for a new car. You think that's what America is like right now? There are rich people having these great lives, doing the little miniature bowling thing. What's the new paddle game that they play? It's like the tennis game, but gayer. Paddle ball? Is that what it is? I don't know what it is. It's like when I see people doing that, I just want to go over and slap them in the face. I'm like, what's wrong with you? Let's play tennis, you lazy fat fucks. Pickleball. Is that what it is? Pickleball? I don't even know. They're out eating aiolis, special lobster bisques, lobster rolls, eating food, spending $400, $500, $600 for dinners. Well, a guy is out waiting for Little Caesars to throw the pizzas out that they didn't sell. That's what world we live in. Could we solve the problem? We could solve it tomorrow. You know, instead of investing in yourself and, buying Italian shit and supporting other countries, Rolexes, maybe you should buy some little houses. But that's just me. That's just what I'm saying. We could solve the problem. And the problem is the shit, the seepage, the pores are starting to attack the rich people, stealing their cars, stealing their jewelry while they're out. You can't even go out anymore. If you gave 10% of your salary to help put people in homes and get respect and get off drugs and get the mental health, you could live in a better world. And you'd probably make more money, actually, if you invested into our country. Because what's a country where you can't go to certain parts of town without getting murdered, robbed, or shit stolen from you? What kind of country are we living in? The rest of the world is laughing at us. Like I said right now, everybody else listening is mostly foreign people, and they laugh at us. And I know why they laugh at us, because there's only a few of us with common sense that thinks that stealing sneakers isn't making any change. The only thing stealing sneakers is doing is making your homeboys jealous because you got better sneakers than them, even though you don't have to pay for them. That's the other sickness America has. Poor people pretending they're rich. A guy who makes $800 a month goes out and blows $600 on shoes and eats ramen noodles for the rest of the time. But he's got $600 shoes. Where the billionaire, like a Warren Buffett guy, he's had the same pair of shoes he's worn every day for 20 years, but yet he's got $14 billion in the bank. It's the media, it's the social media, it's this or that. No, it's unchecked behavior. It's time to look at the people in your community. The people in the rich communities need to come together and quit being so fucking greedy. And bail this fucking country out, man. We've given you so many tax breaks for 30 years now since Reagan came in. You guys have had so many tax breaks. You skated on so much money. You guys have so much fucking money. You don't know what to do with it. Invest in the people of America. Somebody needs to check these people. Somebody else needs to check the other people, too, that are robbing and looting and murdering and sex trafficking and doing God knows what.
but it won't happen. Another black man will die on the streets. I don't know why police keep shooting black people. They know there's consequences. They're going to jail. But this week, next week, another black man will be shot. Another town will be burnt. More people will be screaming in the news. And then 3 days later, the news will be doing specials on animal shelters. News is doing specials on McDonald's has a new Big Mac. They've added a new sauce. That's news now. Nothing will be changed. I'll wake up tomorrow. I'll still live in the same country. You'll still live in the same country. You'll still dream of this freedom. Freedom only exists in the top 1%. That's it. That's it for tonight. We are did our hour. The marijuana happy hour is officially over. I want to thank everybody for listening. And like I said, you want to go over to Marijuana Happy? Check it out. We do replay on Spotify, so if you'd rather listen on Spotify, you have your Spotify membership. You can go there. Like I said, at Marijuana Happy, that is the hub of the program, the MHH News Desk. We have 18 of them up. We've done 18 straight nights of that. We'll be back here tomorrow night for the Triple XX Show. Thank you, everybody. Good night. Good luck. And just smoke some weed. Chill the fuck out. Stop burning fucking foot.